out, still, my perception, my awareness is the same of my own identity. That's me. You know, I'm thinking of myself. That's the same. That doesn't change with the body. Just like we're changing different types of dress, but we remain, you know, we remain the same. So the same is with the soul. We can take any kind of material dress as a body, but it doesn't actually change. It remains eternal. And it's a simple fact. So this is the first stage of transcendental knowledge. The second stage is to, when we figure out this, is to ask, well, if we're spirit, and there are many other spirits, and then there is matter, who is the source of that? And some of the materialistic philosophies, they say, well, they've always been here. There's no source. It's just eternally, there is Purusha, the self, and Prakriti, the nature, who've been always here. And that's a materialistic Sankhya, and some other philosophies. So they don't acknowledge the Supreme. In yoga, Patanjali Yoga, one of the classical, they go further and say, well, there's Ishvara. There is one of the living entities which is Supreme. But even further is then understanding it. Yes, there is a super soul, as Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. There is the one of those living entities who is Upadrashtanumanta, who is overseeing everyone and giving permission for the activities of everyone else. So this all-pervading Atma is called Param Atma, because it's above everyone else. And above that, so this is the second stage of transcendental knowledge. We understand that we are, there is a source of the matter and the spirit, and this source is Supreme Spirit. And this Supreme Spirit is a person. And that person is so wonderful that he can expand through his energies, and his spiritual energy is the Brahma Jyoti, through which material universe is manifest. And this is also Brahman. It's just another form of Brahman, the material Brahman, and this is matter. And we're Tathasta, we're in between, and we have the choice to be either completely connected with the spiritual energy or with the material energy. And when we understand that our natural position is in the water, not on the shore, where we are feeling unnatural, although we're trying to, then we make an endeavor how to go back to that original state. So this is the process of yoga, connection. Yoga means to connect. Connect back to our origin. And our origin is the Supreme Consciousness. So the next stage of this transcendental knowledge is to understand that this Paramatma is not the ultimate form of the Supreme, but there is Bhagavan. There is the person who is the source of all the material and spiritual energies and the Paramatma. And this is Bhagavan, this is Krishna, who is speaking Bhagavad Gita. And then we understand, so what is our relationship? Well, if our constitution, nature is to please others, and the source of everything and all others is one person, well, we are meant to serve that person. And this is the conclusion of most of religions which acknowledge that there is a personal God, or that there is a God and we're meant to serve him. So they say, what is the goal of human life? Is to love your Lord and other and your neighbor. So it's yes, serve the Supreme Lord and the others his separated energies, the living entities. So this is Krishnera Nityadas. This is that we are eternally connected with the Supreme Lord through service. So when we understand this transcendental knowledge, it is first accepted by faith. So that's what Krishna says in this verse. A faithful man, somebody who has a Shraddha, then he can start practicing yoga. And Prabhupada says Shraddha means that somebody accepts that simply by acting in this consciousness that I am servant of the Supreme, and I should do my duty to please him only, then that is called shraddha, that's called real faith. That if I only do that duty of service, then all perfection will come. This is the beginning of the transcendental process. And that's the beginning of transcendental knowledge, which is called jnana in the beginning, which is still the theoretical understanding. But through practice, which Prabhupada says, this faith becomes realized by discharging devotional service, by doing things, by doing things that please Krishna. So we can find out what pleases him in Bhagavad Gita. He says, you know, do this, do this, do this, and I'll be happy, he says. You know, remember me always, bow down before me, serve me, think of me always. So these are, or offer me fruit and leaf and water. I will accept this if they offer me devotion. So these things, Prabhupada says, we can do no matter in what circumstances we are in. And there is no excuse to not do that. Everyone can practice this Krishna consciousness, this part of yoga, Prabhupada says. But the problem is dog obstinacy. There's this dog obstinacy. No, I shall not do it. It is very simple. It's a very simple thing. You know, everybody is drinking water. Otherwise, we die. So when we drink water, we can remember Krishna is the taste of water, or offer that water to Krishna. But still, out of obstinacy, we think, no, why? Why I should serve someone else? I will serve myself. I don't want to offer anyone anything, even water. So this is Prabhupada says, dog obstinacy. But if we overcome this obstinacy and just accept it with a simple faith and start practicing by discharging devotional service, doing things that pleases Krishna, and above all, mostly pleases him, the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, if we do that very sincerely and attentively, then very quickly, Krishna says, Achirena, very soon Adigachati attains this Param Shantim, transcendental peace, which is the basis of course transcendental happiness. As Krishna says, there is no possibility of real happiness without peace. Means, again, peace, it's not just some impersonal realization of lack of quality and lack of anything. Peace in this sense that we are above the material modes. So the material modes are all the time fluctuating, and they are influencing our consciousness. And that's why we can have peace. You know, our consciousness all the time changes. One, we are elated and we are screaming out of joy, and the other moment, without any reason, sometimes even we are just looking down, and we are pressed by the mode of ignorance, and we are suffering for different reasons. But once we are situated on transcendental platform, the modes are acting, but still our consciousness is equipoised. It's peaceful. It doesn't mean that, you know, activities in Krishna consciousness are not dynamic. They are most dynamic, and Krishna is the most dynamic person, and he won't let us just lie down in peace in that sense and not be active. No, he would like to exchange love with us, which means activity, which means doing things together, reciprocation. But it is based on a transcendental relationship which is above the mode. So that's why it's called shanti. Shanti is above the material turbulation. And as a result of this attachment, tatpara, to the process, one is becoming samyamya indriya, becoming in control of one's senses. And it's interesting how Prabhupada makes a statement over and above this: one should control the senses. And this is to warn us that we should be aware that unless we come to the stage of being free from the slavery to the senses, we're not on the transcendental platform. It's not that we just start chanting Hare Krishna and then we can do anything what we want, and we don't need to control the senses. That is a perverted version of our philosophy, the Sahaji, as they say. Well, you just chant, and if you just desire to attain the mercy, then that's all right. It doesn't matter if you follow any rules or no. That's secondary. But Prabhupada says, over and above this, of the process of chanting and doing devotional service, one should control the senses. Now there is a problem. Of course, we can say, well, you know, I'm chanting, but I still cannot control the senses, what I'm supposed to do. So Prabhupada explains in one lecture, it doesn't matter. You know, even if we cannot overcome our old bad habits, but we commit ourselves to the process, we just accept it, we're not dog obstinate, then these bad habits will soon go away. So that may mean, depending of course on the intensity of our desire and intensity of our service and the focus, the attention, the prayers, that soon may mean a few years, few decades, few lifetimes, but it's still soon compared to our long, long existence in this world. It's very soon. So Prabhupada says, once you unplug the fan, it will stop. You know, it may continue. If it was spinning very fast, it will take more time to cool down, but it will stop. Sooner or later, it will stop. The point is, we have to unplug. And this unplugging means we start chanting Hare Krishna, and we accept the process by this initial faith. We apply ourselves to the processes. Yes, just by doing this, I will attain everything what I need, everything what I want. There's nothing higher than this. There is nothing separate that I need to do. I just have to follow this process. And that means we are unplugging it. That means we are putting ourselves in the hands of Krishna, and he gladly will take us. He says, just give up everything. Don't fear, don't worry, I'll take care. Don't worry about your sins, about your this and that, your deficiencies, your lack of good qualities, whatever, your bad character. Don't worry about it. Just fully surrender means, you know, doing the things which are prescribed by himself and by the acharyas. If you follow that sincerely, then the result is assured. We will definitely attain Krishna, and he will bestow his mercy upon us. Just along the way, we should be careful. You know, what is our goal? Of course, we may be full of side desires. That's called Mishra Bhakti. We may want Krishna, and we may acknowledge, yes, this is the final goal, but still, I want to have this and that. It won't be bad if I still have good facilities while I live it here. I remember a friend of mine saying, I like this story of Krishna's friend Sudama Vipra. So he got everything, and that's the blessing what Krishna gave. You know, one gets all the material necessities fulfilled and everything, and again at the end goes back to Krishna. So that's the best benediction. But you know, of course, that's there for the advanced devotees, and it doesn't matter the material circumstances if one is favorably or unfavorably situated. But for us, you know, we should just depend on Krishna. But my point was, even if we have other desires, we have Mishra Bhakti, we should really keep the pure goal in front of us. We should say, yes, I acknowledge these desires, and maybe I'm not able to control my senses, but still, I know the perfection is, I will just serve Krishna purely without any motive. That's called Ananya Bhakti. That's pure bhakti, and that's what subdues Krishna. That's what attracts him personally. Anything else we can do, and he'll reciprocate. But it will not be personal in that sense. He won't be involved. His heart won't be there. He'll just reciprocate. Because our heart is not there. We just have Krishna and Krishna consciousness as part of some other scheme we have to. But if we have the call, even if we are at the side, there are some side things, and we say, Krishna, you know, I have these distractions, but you are the one. You are my real goal. I'm really interested only in you. Please, you know, make the necessary arrangements so that these obstacles disappear in due course of time. There's this Augustine Christian saint who was saying, my dear Lord, please make me saintly, but not yet. So it's not that we should do that prayer, but the point is, we shouldn't. Sometimes, you know, devotees pray, my dear Lord, please cut as soon as possible all my material attachments, no matter what happens. So I heard one, they told me, some devotees I met in Mayapur, about a Giriraj, a huge Giriraj Srila in Houston, Texas, who is famous for fulfilling desires. And I mean, these two devotees, they were young couple devotees, and then they were saying, oh, you know, these deities are special, and the Giriraj is very special, he fulfills all desires. And the girl started giggling and said, well, actually, I prayed to him for my husband, and I got it. And he said, yeah, actually, I was fixed brahmacharya, and I was kind of, you know, not thinking of marrying, but, you know, suddenly. And then she was laughing. So he fulfilled their desires, but they said that there was one lady who prayed, please remove everything. And she had only one child, one son, grown-up son. And next day, he died in car accident. So he fulfilled that desire, but that probably was quite painful for her. So we should, when we pray, we should follow the best is to follow the prayers of the acharyas and what they sing when they pray to Krishna, like Bhaktivinoda Thakura, Kabe Habe Bolo, Sayyidinamar, when this day will be mine. Aparada Guchi, Shudaname Ruchi, when I'll stop committing offenses while chanting, I'll chant the Shudanam, a pure name, with full attention. And he goes on, when I'll be ready to serve you life after the life without expecting anything, without expecting any respect, giving respect to all others, being very humble and meek. When I chant your name, my eyes will be full of tears, my hairs will stand on end, and I will kabe navadvipe shuda kumi. I will walk in Navadvip and will chant Haribol and will not care about anything else. And then Lonityananda Prabhu will mercifully glance on me, and then all the vishaya, all material distractions will disappear, and then I'll develop real taste for your name, and then I'll also develop compassion for other living entities, and I'll start doing something for them by giving them the holy name. So, thank you for your attention. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments, questions? Yes, Prabhu. What is the connection between Yukta Vairagya and faith? You said you to where are you? Yeah. Oh. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, but that's not a Yeah. Well, depends. No. You can dress. I mean, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati dress with the best clothes, and he bought the best car, Chevrolet. You know, he's a sannyasi, but he's a beggar, and usually he was just wearing simple clothes. But when he was going to meet somebody in a high in society who was using that facilities, otherwise, if he goes like a beggar, they will give him one rupee. If he goes like a a respectable gentleman, they will give him 1 lakh or 100 lakhs or something like that. So that's not a problem to use whatever it is, it's available for Krishna. But the point here is, why we're taking these things, why we're accepting, why we're doing yoga, why we're dressing, why we're using all material, gadgets, for example. If we're doing yoga, well, as a something parallel, Krishna consciousness is fine, but still I need yoga just to make sure, I have a backup plan. If it doesn't work with bhakti yoga, I'll do, this hatha yoga, and then I become perfect, or something like that. Or, I dress because I like it, and I like to enjoy, or whatever it is. I just, we forget the goal. So all these things, or we think we accept all kinds of other, new age stuff, like the secret and this and that, and this is a process now, and I can apply it and I'll become happy. And it's still good for Krishna consciousness, actually, I can use it. But, if you are Krishna conscious, yes, maybe, if you understand, yes, whenever I desire, Krishna fulfills, so I fine-tune my desire, and I want only Krishna, I want his personal association and personal service to the other devotees, then you can, whatever is their practice, you can use it, get up in the morning and say Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna. That's what our process is, why we're thinking these are coming up with something new, when they are telling you, well, this is the way to achieve your whatever you want, your desire will move the universe so that it will be fulfilled if you're too focused. But the point is, what is your focus on? If it's the red Ferrari or $1 million, $1 million, get up in the morning, $1 million, go to bed, $1 million. Or I remember there was one, I saw a documentary about the football fans, and there was one of the leaders of one of our football fans. He said, "I wake up," and the name of this football club is called CSKA. So he said, "I wake up with CSKA. I think all the time, all the day, I think about CSKA. I go to bed with CSKA. I'm completely absorbed with CSKA. And whatever, whether they lose, whether they win, I'm theirs. I'm completely dedicated." And he was talking with real, real affection. So almost he started crying. I thought, this is bhava, This is called material emotions, but he's so focused. So if we wake up with Krishna and go to bed with Krishna like that, that's what we want. And Krishna will give us that. But if we use that process for getting, well, let me first get the 1 million through the process of the secret, and then I'll become Krishna conscious, then that's the problem. So, simple faith means I don't need anything. There is nothing higher than Krishna. That means simple faith. Krishna is the only goal, what I need. There is nothing else. There is no one else. But like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he is my father, my mother, my child, and my lover. He's everything to me. It doesn't mean that we don't have our family and children and all that, but we see them in connection to Krishna. And if we see it like that, then there is no problem. That we live with a family, we have material facilities, we dress nicely, we have money, and we do yoga or whatever it is. But if we put it aside and we say, okay, Krishna is here and there are some other things, and or we doubt it, maybe that's not really the goal, then we are really in a dangerous position. You know, we may be very, how to say, very strict and follow everything very nicely, but if we don't have this firm faith, no, Krishna is whom I want. There's nothing else. I may be the worst sinner, and I mean, whoever I am, but if I have this faith, then Krishna said, Ati Cheta Sudurachara. Even if you are Sudurachara, still, Ananya Bhakti, you know, if you have this Ananya, you know, this Kevala or Ananya, this only one fixed goal of me, and do something about it, and then you're saintly, you know, you're safe. Krishna really takes care of you personally, even if you're really the lowest of the lowest. You can be very elevated, very paka, but if you don't have this Ananya Bhakti, if you're like, yeah, I have Krishna, but you know, things can, you know, you're not really sure, you're not, that's the lack of faith. You may end up becoming Buddhist or something, like I heard. I mean, I've seen devotees, ISKCON devotees, non-ISKCON devotees, go to ISKCON devotees, I don't remember if Buddhists, but becoming Muslims or Christians or whatever. So that means, you know, you didn't have that faith. You may have practiced for many years. You didn't have you're just practicing mechanically, but you didn't understand what was going on. The real point. The real point is Krishna is the supreme, wonderful, most attractive person. And I'm his own, you know, his own, you know, servant. I can, he's accessible, and I can be right next to him doing service for him and his devotees. And this is the most amazing thing that can happen. So, and I can do it, and it's very simple, you know, it doesn't cost you anything. You just have to desire it. Yes, that's, you have to desire it and do some endeavor. But if you don't have this conviction, then you may be distracted, and then you see this on the surface, yeah, ISKCON is this and that, and you start looking politically, sociologically, on whatever material, some materialistic vision, and then you say, well, that's not for me, and here these people, they are not there. You know, this is the vision of someone who is a Kanishtha, typically. He doesn't see really what's going on. He may have some little faith in God, but then, or in Krishna, and then it withers away very quickly if something else comes. Like one devotee, he was practicing at least 15 years, and he was telling me after that, you know, he became a Christian evangelist, and he was telling me, you know, he was a businessman, I needed 1,000 or whatever it is, or a few thousand, and I prayed to Jesus, and I got it immediately. That's God. You know? So if that's the God you want, you will get that type of relationship. But, you know, he missed the point, obviously, during all those years, although he practiced. And of course, that's not in vain, and his devotion and service will remain. But you know, that's a big distraction. So we keep Ananya Bhakti, we keep the goal fixed, and then, you know, Krishna will take care of everything else. So that's actually what should be our biggest problem. It shouldn't be, oh, I have problem with my senses, I have problem with my bad habits, with my bad character, with my attraction to kindles and this and that, or with whatever it is, with the yoga or something, you know. We don't care about this. Krishna doesn't care most of all about this. He cares about our love, and we should care about that also. Okay, Krishna, I want you. I'm very far, but please, I beg you, please, you know, I want you, take me somehow or other. And that's what talking about, you know, the firm faith, which is necessary. All the rest will come into place, you know, naturally. Okay, I think we should end up. Yeah? Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Since I quoted this song, let us sing this. Whoever wants to join. Habe, habe, bolo sedi nama. Habe, habe, bolo sedi nama. Aparadha guchi, shudana meruchi, kripa habe hrido, hidoye sanchara. Aparadha guchi, shudana meruchi, kripa vale habe hidoye sanchara. Kabe habe bolo se di nama. Trinadika hina kabe ni jamani sahishnuta guna hrido ete ani. Trinadika hina kabe ni jamani sahishnuta guna hrido ete ani. Sakale manada apani amani hoyashva divo name rasa saram. Sakale manada apani amani hoyashva divo name rasa saram. Kabe habe bol se di nama. Kabe habe bolo se di nama. Dhana janaro kobita sundari bolibona chahi deko sukha kare. Dhana janaro kobita sundari bolibona chahi deko sukha kare. Janme janme dao ohe gaura hari ahai tukki bhakti charane tomara. Janme janme dao ohe gaura hari ahai tukki bhakti charane tomara. Kabe habe bolo se di nama. Kabe habe bolo se di nama. Korite Shri Krishna nama ucharana pulaka deko gadgada vachana. Kurite Shri Krishna namucharana pulakita deho gadgada vachana. Vaivarna vipatsu have sangatana nirantara netre bhave ashrudhara. Vaivarna vipatsu have sangatana nirantara netre bhave ashrudhara. Kabe habe bolo se di nama. Kabe habe bolo se di nama. Kabe navadvipe suradhuni tate Gaura Nityananda Mamoli Nishkapate. Kabe Navadvipe Suradhunitate Gaura Nityananda Mamoli Nishkapate. Nachya Gaiya Vedai Bochute Bhatule Rafaya Chariya Bichara. Nachya gaiya berai bochute batulera praya chadiya vichara. Kabe habe bolo se di nama. Kabe habe bolo se ni nama. Kabe nityananda more koridoya chada ibe mora dishaye ramaya. Kabe nityananda more koridoya chada ibe mora dishaye ramaya. Doya more nija Chara nera chaya namera hatete dive adhikara. Dio more nija chara nera chaya namera hatete dive adhikara. Kabe habe bolo se dinama. Kabe habe bolo se di nama. Kini bolo zibo hari namarasa namarase huibo vivasha. Kini volutibo harinamarasa namarasa mati hoibo vivasa. Rasera rasika charana parasha koriyamo jivo rase anibhara. Rasera rasika charana parasha koriyamo jivo rase anibhara. Kabe habe bolo se dinama. Kabe habe bolo se dinama. Kabe jive doya koribe udoya nija sukha bhuli sudina hridoya. Kabe jive doya hoibe udoya nija sukha bhuli sudina hridoya. Bhakti vinoda koriya vinoya ni shriya gyata hala kurive prachara. Bhakti vinoda koriya vinoya shriya gyata hala kurive prachara. Kabe habe bolo se dinama. 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna.